This week, the Black Hills is hosting an international conference on Indigenous water rights and protection. This is the third gathering of the Maniki Wakaw World Indigenous Peoples Decade of Water. One of the keynote speakers is Kelsey Leonard, a lawyer from the Shinnecock Indian Nation. She told participants on Tuesday that Indigenous people need to find their own political power and fight for equal participation under international law. The Maniki Wakaw Conference is designed to involve young people in water protection. Kelsey Leonard says they're not preparing for the challenges of tomorrow. They're on the front lines today, working to develop a more sustainable path forward. Leonard says to help them accomplish that, Indigenous nations need to create and enforce their own laws rather than wait for state and federal governments to rule. She calls for enforcement of powers under the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, called for short, UNDRIP.
We want there to be a paradigm shift within the legal system that really starts to recognize UNDRIP as valid both under domestic and international law.
Leonard recognizes that the UN Declaration contains an article that acts as a safety switch allowing other nation states to ignore it. She says those countries who choose to do so should be called out.
Is the declaration then just a token? And if it is, well then why did you sign? Why did you endorse? Withdraw that endorsement or that signature. If it doesn't mean anything to the United States, to Canada, to the other states that are signatories, then say so, and we can move on to something more. But to keep us in limbo, I think, is also a very violent and colonial act.
Leonard says there are Indigenous people in other parts of the world successfully fighting against unsustainable use of water. And she says the Native people of Turtle Island can learn from them.
We're not going to win every battle, every case, but hopefully with every case that we do win, we really start to build momentum and precedent that allows for us to see a future where UNDRIP is law.
Leonard says there are many excellent young leaders working to protect water and respond to climate change. She says older generations should hear them out. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.